Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up,
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Can we stop talking about WWDC? I'm so sick of the rumors.
Just get going, all right? Plus, Dots for the iPad's gone live. You may not like it. Google Plus has photo editing, and password security just got a little bit cheaper.
All that and nothing but net on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code iPadToday5. And by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or from your iPhone or iPad. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com and use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or iPad anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit.
WWDC.
Ah, Leo.
Worldwide Developers Conference.
This is starting on June 10th.
Why should we even care? Are you a developer?
No.
Am I a developer?
No.
Why do we even care?
Because the developers go to the event to find out about new software tools that they can use to enhance their apps.
I still don't care.
And work more closely with Apple engineers.
I'll tell you why we care. This is the only event in the entire year, the entire calendar, where Apple has a scheduled keynote.
That's true.
Tim Cook will take the stage,
yep,
10 a.m. Pacific time on June 10th.
We're going to be covering it live on here on Twit.
You'll be there. I'll be there. We'll all be there. And presumably, we'll say something of interest, unlike his appearance the other night at the All Things D conference, in which he said absolutely nothing.
Well, we should talk about that because the D conference, which is what they call it D11, so it's in its 11th year, mm-hmm. It's happening down in Southern California. It's one of these conferences that's like also at a resort, so you
very fancy.
Yeah, I've stayed there before. It's quite nice.
I bet the ticket's pretty steep to go to this. I mean, it's big time people go to this, and they have big time interviews. Microsoft was not there for the first time in some years, but Apple was there. Tim Cook was there. And many executives.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Elon Musk of Tesla apparently gave a wonderful address. Everybody was raving about that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of become more and more like TED and less like a conference, if you ask me.
Yeah, although TED is a little bit more about, I mean, All Things D is a tech publication rest of the year.
It's tech.
And they have other conferences, too. This is just their big one.
Walt Mossberg, Kara Swisher, they interview big names.
Yeah, and 2 years in a row, Tim Cook has been kind of the opening act, I guess you could say. And this year, everybody picked apart ad nauseum everything that Tim Cook said. And
I thought it was very interesting.
He didn't say much.
He didn't say much. I thought it was very interesting. All the gadget blogs did live blogs of this talk, which is very unusual. And I think it really speaks to, well, two things. One, people really are dying to know what Apple's up to. But two, frankly, these live blogs, no, he's not going to say anything. It's a great way to get page views, you know? He's a CEO. They've got a big event coming up June 10th. At best, you're going to get him saying something like,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Did
We've got a lot of exciting new... Oh, he says that like every third sentence.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of exciting new things that we're working on.
Yeah. He's not dumb. He's not going to say anything by accident.
Well, and he all... But the thing is it's not only that he doesn't want to... take the focus off of WWDC, but even when asked specifically how he feels about growing competition from Google, Samsung, you know, the Android platform, Tim Cook says things like, well, you know, we've always had competent rivals such as Microsoft and Dell.
That's the competition. Like, the companies that are failing, that's the ones.
Back in 84, everybody ended up being okay.
Well, maybe that's what he's saying is, hey, we beat those guys.
Yeah.
We can beat these guys. They did ask him about Google Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, it's not very mainstream. Well, that's not surprising. It's a $1,500 developer product.
And it's not mainstream.
It's not intended to be mainstream.
Yeah.
He does say we're very interested in wearables, though. I think that the underlying question is, are you making a watch? I don't think that Kara or Walt asked him that specific question. But he did imply that they were investigating wearables. Apple is.
He also said, again, although he's already said so publicly, that as far as Maps is concerned, when Maps rolled out, that they screwed up.
Yeah.
He said that the Maps are greatly improved. They're not there yet.
I love that headline from CNN Money. The unbearable lightness of what Tim Cook says. Adam Leshinsky is so great.
Well, it's sort of like, I mean, that's why everyone's reading between the lines, because there's just not it's much nothing. To pick apart here.
But what's the surprise, really? We knew there wouldn't be. People are saying, are you guys going to cover this? I said, no. We'd probably drive traffic, but I'm not going to cover something where there's nothing newsworthy is going to happen. So anything at all? I see you have a link to Jim Dalrymple on The Loop.
Well, Jim Dalrymple, who...
Now, he's a very knowledgeable Apple observer.
Sure. I mean, he wrote a post called WWDC Expectations, which is kind of like the same idea of what we're talking about now. It's like, what can we realistically expect? And let's not get too crazy ahead of ourselves. And he's pretty much saying, listen, this is a developer conference. We are going to see new stuff in iOS 7. So it's not as if there's nothing for consumers to get excited about, but this is for developers. Do not expect a new iPad at WWDC.
But wait a minute, Jim.
Yes.
Mr. D.
Yes, Leo.
Can I point out that last year at WWDC, Apple shipped new Airs, new MacBooks, the Retinas?
Well, no, he says.
That's when they had released the MacBook 15 Retina. That's a big new product. So they do announce products at WWDC. I beg to differ.
Well, he does say the Mac is still an important part of what Apple does, but he says he doesn't know that Apple would hold a special event specifically for a Mac product anymore. So
no, that's where
maybe WWDC right. would be a Mac announcement.
Right. Well, I could tell you exactly what they're going to announce. You heard it here first. The new iOS 7, Johnny Ive inspired,
right.
as somebody said, black and white and flat all over. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more monochromatic, no more rounded corners, no more 3D reflections. It's going to be a modern, flat UI. That's going to be a big change for iOS. The iPad will be very much changed with iOS 7. Won't be available in 2 weeks, but
no.
they'll talk about it.
Sure.
Probably available in the fall with a new iPad. And I am sure that they're going to announce new MacBooks. I don't know exactly whether they'll be Airs, they'll be regular MacBooks, whether they'll be Retina, non-Retina. I can't tell you that, but I am sure because for two reasons. There's a new Intel chip, the Haswell. It has 50% better battery life, according to Intel. And mm-hmm. that's a good reason to upgrade your laptops. Apple traditionally does do that when Intel has new chips. And also, and this is, you know, this is the kind of reading the tea leaves, you haven't been able to order a MacBook Air for a while. The last couple of weeks, they've been out of stock at a lot of retailers.
Which is
usually a sign.
Telling.
Usually a sign.
What's interesting, as far as Mac prices go, and just because we're ramping up to WWDC, there are a couple of sort of interesting things that have happened in the Apple store. Apple has released a 16-gigabyte iPod Touch for $229. Previously, that was only available as the fourth-gen iPod Touch.
Oh,
now it's the newest iPod Touch, so it's about $70 cheaper than the rest of the iPod Touches in that fifth-gen line. 16 gigs. It still doesn't have a rear-facing camera, just a front-facing camera, but that's kind of interesting. We were kicking around, well, what's the deal there? You know, why would Apple do this? And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the iPod Touch, I mean, I think they've sold something like 100 million iPod Touch units. It's absolutely astounding.
It's and the iPhone minus the phone, basically, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit weird not having the rear-facing camera, but that's how you keep the price down, of course. And then
it doesn't have a regular...
It has a front-facing camera that is HD for FaceTime.
You can't
FaceTime.
Take pictures with, like, it's not like a camera?
No, you can.
But only with the front-facing.
That's right. Yeah. I know, it's sort of odd.
That is odd.
Especially for all of the photo apps that you could run on an iPod
right.
Touch, the way that you could run it on an iPhone.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then there's also a price drop for the education pricing on entry-level MacBook Pros.
Oh, that's good.
$200 off retail to $999.
That's very important. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but this high school that my kids went to, Henry's graduating in about 5 days.
I can't believe your kids are out of high school.
I know. But I serve on the board there, and I'm a tech advisor to them. And this school has a one-to-one program. So when you go in as a freshman, you get a MacBook, the white MacBooks for a long time, and you keep that for the 4 years of your – and it's a really good program. A lot of schools have one-to-one programs now.
Uh-huh.
They made it the MacBook Air last couple of years. This year it's going to be a Lenovo, a Windows laptop, because Apple did not have an affordable laptop choice. So that's very good. I'm glad to see that. For education, that's really important. And $999 is kind of a magic price point. You can't go more than $1,000.
So we're getting some interesting movement on iPods. We're probably going to hear more about Macs. Do you think iOS 7 and OS 10 will merge further? And we'll probably hear about that at WWDC.
Yeah.
Of all the places, that's the place
maybe
to talk about it.
Maybe.
I hope so.
Jimmy D says that iOS 7 will not be as different as some are saying.
As some would like.
As some would like. We'll see.
Well,
it sounds
like, in a way, there's probably a lot of cosmetic changes that will, at first, seem, new and different. But if it doesn't work that differently, that'll wear off pretty quickly.
Right. And that's an easy thing to do, by the way. That requires no reprogramming or anything.
Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, it's a very simple thing to change.
To speak.
So there's no reason for them not to, you know, do whatever they want. I guess this would be a test for what they want. But that's a really good question. The desktop, how much more does it look like the tablet and the phone? I don't know. You know, I look at what Microsoft is doing now with its Windows, and Microsoft Windows really has moved towards the tablet in a much more aggressive way than Apple has.
But then you've got the pushback from a lot of people
who've got angry people.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want that tablet experience.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go ahead and go straight to my desktop.
Apple's going to have to be careful.
Windows 8.
We haven't heard much about a new version of OS 10, have we?
No. In fact, I feel like, why aren't more people speculating on that? I mean, that's still something that I'm using most of the day.
They said that they were going to go to yearly updates, and so one would expect a new OS 10, the new Grumpy Cat version. But I don't know. You're missing. See, Brian, look at Sarah. There you go.
I actually am grumpy because it took you so long, and that face hurts.
As soon as I said Grumpy Cat. I don't know.
Grumpy
what do you
Cat's
do with OS 10?
Did you hear that?
What?
Grumpy Cat's getting her own
big
movie.
Hollywood deal.
Well, I want Grumpy Cat to just remember her roots.
Did you
roots.
Meet Grumpy Cat?
No. Remember, I was against that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
You want to hold her back.
I want Grumpy Cat to hang out in her little flowery garden and be a little grump.
Be a kitty.
And not let, you know, all of this fortune get to her head. Yeah. Hope you're listening, Tard.
Is Grumpy Cat, is it going to be Grumpy Cat the movie?
I don't know.
Or is it a supporting role? I just saw the headline, too. I didn't read it.
I haven't gotten to my Hollywood Reporter articles for the day yet, Leo. I've been much too busy with WWDC preparation.
They're saying that YYZ in our chat rooms does say that the WWDC invite did mention OS 10.
Well,
so
that is good.
There'll be some updates.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear.
So it'll be 10.9, I guess, right? OS 10, 10.9.
Because 10.8 is Mountain Lion.
Right.
So what do we got left?
I think they have to have a new cat. Lynx? No, they already did. What do they do? I don't know.
How about a hyena? Is it a hyena? Technically a dog, not a cat.
Yeah, I would.
Looks cat-like.
Canis.
How about a, jeez.
What is the big cat
cheetah?
Left?
Cheetah?
Nope, used cheetah already.
You did?
Yeah.
Gosh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
What do we got left?
Well, that's the problem. House They've gone through cat. Pretty much everything.
Please do Grumpy Cat.
Liger.
No.
No, okay.
That's too hybrid-y.
Yeah.
Liger, because iOS 7 is baked in more than ever. Liger.
Puma?
Puma?
They've not used Puma?
Yeah.
Sabertooth?
Lolcat. 10.9 Lolcat.
Ooh, Lolcat version.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll find out. I'm going with Grumpy Cat.
So we will do live coverage 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
That's 1 p.m. Eastern.
We have another iPad today that will happen before
June 10th.
The WWDC.
I know, but I'm building the excitement.
We're building the excitement. Well, we decided next week we're not going to talk about it at all, because it'll be too close to the event, and
somebody's saying Puma is the same as Mountain Lion, but didn't they already use Cougar? And Cougar is the same as Mountain Lion, or did they didn't use Cougar?
Yeah, they used Cougar.
No,
didn't
I've lost track of the big cats that they've used.
Man. Well, I don't know.
Maine Coon, Manx. They could go to little cats. They use Puma.
Cheetah. Well, anyway, it'll probably be some kind of cat, and maybe if we're very lucky,
Cougar'd be good.
It would be a little grumpy cat.
I think Corby Gabby Green.
I think that would be Ocelot? Amazing. You know how much software you would sell if you just called it 10.9 Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
I mean, ironically, sure.
Yeah.
But you would. And Apple, you know, obviously is hurting so badly for sales that maybe they should listen to me. Hey, so we talked about some interesting speculatory articles. Then we talked a little bit about what Tim Cook said and didn't say. There's, you know, there's quite a few articles in the CNN Money article that you mentioned, Leo, has a lot more information. If you're interested in any of those, you can always visit our website at twit.tv/IPT. Anytime we talk about specific stories, we have those links added into our show notes for all of our episodes. So if you click into any episode, you get a nice little handy dandy embedded video of our show, some information on how long the show is, links to subscribe, and of course, those links there at the bottom for everything that we talk about and, you know, our app caps and all of that stuff. We've got links to the items in the app store for you. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to follow along with us.
So you would say don't hesitate to buy an iPad now or today, as the case may be, because it will be September. It'll be the fall before we see new iPads. You don't want to go that far out on a limb.
I don't know. I'm too distracted by the fact that it smells like a cup of soup in here.
And they call me ADD.
Sorry. It's so salty and cup of soupy. Sounds like the good old days of college.
That's what I was going to say. I bet you ate a lot of that, a lot of ramen.
College. And pennilessness. Yeah.
I love the smell of cup of soup in the morning. It smells like poverty.
No, it's, yeah, poverty. Yeah, deep, deep college poverty.
Our show today brought to you, this is why we're not poor, because we have advertisers.
That's
on
the right.
Show. Our show today brought to you by a great advertiser, Shutterstock.com. 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, video clips, the best search engine ever. You can create a Shutterstock account. You can search for cup of soup on Shutterstock right now. But if you can't create an account, then you can do a Shutterstock light box and share those light boxes. Use them for inspiration. That doesn't look – there's a cup of soup. There's a cup of cake. and what's great about the search engine, you can do emotions, you can do colors. They've got a spectrum tool that says, hey, you know, our predominant colors are purple and green. We want to pick images that are complementary to that, and it'll do it. It's really a nice tool for designers. It's also a great tool for bloggers. I want to emphasize this. I've been using it a lot lately to inspire blog posts. So when I go to chicken soup. When I go to Shutterstock, you know, I might have an idea. I'll search for some stuff, put them in my light box, and it's a great inspiration. Oh, yeah, and you can almost it sounded funny. Usually you'd say blog post and then image, and I do believe every blog post should have an image, but sometimes the image can help inspire the blog posts. Shutterstock is great for that, to get the creative juices flowing. Create a free account. Start putting stuff in light boxes. Start playing with a search tool. When you decide you want to buy, they have a variety of very flexible packages. Or get them. What I do is a monthly subscription. That's the best deal. 25 images a day for the standard subscription. And when you use our offer code iPadToday and the number 5, iPadToday 5, all one word, you're going to get 30% off on a new account. That is a great deal. They also have a wonderful, you know, again, for the inspiration, fire up the iPad app. It's a Webby Award winner. And it almost feels like the iPad app for Shutterstock almost feels like one of those photo apps where you just get a lot of beautiful images that you can look through and browse, and here's just arches. I'm telling you, this is really a great thing for inspiration. Shutterstock.com, get the free iPad app. When you decide to buy, iPad Today 5 for 30% off on the new accounts. Every day there's something. Here's Mother, Youth Culture, Eco Chic. Rainbows.
I love the iPad app.
Isn't it? I mean, this is just different rainbow apps.
Yeah.
Or images.
Yeah.
Shutterstock.com. We thank them for their support.
So, Leo, something cool that just happened is Google Plus, the iPad app, the iOS app, added photo editing.
Yeah. Now, I've had this on the Android side for a while.
And
you're going to love this.
Well, because there's Auto Enhance.
It's Auto Awesome, too. Do you know about Auto Awesome?
Well, no. Show me.
Oh, I love Auto Awesome. All right. Let me launch my Google Plus.
Please do. And you've updated it, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the deal on this is, yeah, I hope so. So here's all my, let me see. Let's go to photo. Let's see. Let's go to photos here. These are photos on my camera roll. I am not going to look at photos on my camera roll. I'm going to look at photos on my Google Plus. Hold on a second before you show this. I just want to make sure. Okay, so I just took, this is a good example. I just took a picture of you. A lot of them.
Oh, my goodness. That's odd.
So one of the things it does with, okay.
Quite a few, and a video too.
I kind of like you. Oh. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's yeah. Cool.
So when you have images that are taken all in one particular fell swoop, yeah, she's so cute. So it's not like I don't get to see her every day, but I thought I'd have some pictures. It hasn't done it yet, but the Auto Awesome will actually take related pictures taken at the same time and make it animated, automatically make an animated GIF.
Oh, yeah, this is what we heard about at I.O.
It's so cool. Now, the reason it hasn't done that is you have to turn it on.
I see.
So make sure you go into your settings and turn Auto Awesome and Auto Enhance on.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
This will also auto backup. You know, this is something, of course, Apple does with Photo Stream, but you can also have it, if you like Google Plus or if you use Picasa Web, this is kind of going to replace Picasa Web in the future, I think. You can do both. Have it automatically upload every picture you take to both Google and to Apple. It's up to you. And remember, you may not want to do that, you know, if it's going to use up bandwidth that you have. You can say only Wi-Fi, of course. But when it does that, all your photos and videos from your iPad will be backed up. They'll be automatically on Google+. I have to say, this is great because it makes me want to use Google+ more. I want to share more on Google+. I love the look, and this has been around for a while. In fact, they took this mobile look and they put it on the desktop now, which is kind of neat. But these photo features are great. Because it's new, it hasn't yet done the Photo Awesome to a lot of the stuff I have on here.
And how long does it usually take?
Very quick. For instance, I just took this picture before the show started. Already they're all uploaded. And I think within a matter of minutes, you'll see if it's done Photo Awesome, one of the images will have a little twinkle on it.
I see.
Let me just see.
Because it's suggesting, this is probably the best.
This is another thing it does. It will auto do this as well. So it made a montage.
Oh, cool.
And
it can tell that you took the
photos. It took them all at the same time. It also does face recognition. So it knows that I have four images. That's called Mix, that I have four images of Jason. Here's an Auto Awesome from earlier. It's not that great, but you can at least see it. So what it's going to do, it's taking a while to play. There it is. It makes an animated GIF. It's a little faster than that if you put it up on the web. So it looks like a movie, but I took these three pictures or four pictures in a short order, and that's why I decided to automatically annotate them. Now, you also can do other things with it. You can delete it, share it. You can copy it to an album, and they have lots of editing. You can share it here this way as well. They have lots of editing features. I don't know how many of the editing features they've put into the iOS app yet, but let me just pick an image here and see what I can do with it here.
Well, you're definitely supposed to be able to.
So this is automatically enhanced.
It's already enhanced.
Yeah, it does that.
Uh-huh.
And so you can compare it. This is unenhanced, and this is enhanced. And the enhancing is subtle, but it's nice.
Well, this is all a lot of Snapseed technology, too, isn't it?
That's right. In fact,
because Google bought Snapseed.
Yeah. In fact, I think ultimately what Google wants to do is make this kind of an automatic Lightroom. For instance, as you notice here, this isn't a good one, but this one. I took 80 photos that day. These are all organized by day.
Mm-hmm.
And it picked the ones it considered the best.
I see.
Auto-awesomed them, enhanced some of them, did a mix on one of them. But if I want to see the rest, I can tap and I can see everything else. But I think for a lot of us, this is another thing they talked about Google I.O.
Oh, yeah.
We take so many photos and we never go back and say, well, what were the best ones? If you look at this on Google+, it'll actually make some of them bigger, some of them smaller. It'll make a nice little montage for you. I think these are great features, and I think some people say, well, I don't want it to do it automatically. You know, nothing is permanent. Everything can revert, and I think sometimes the suggestions they give you, here's another animated Auto Awesome from, it takes a while to load the images because they're big quality, high quality images of our new light board. So it looks like a movie, but it's not. The frame rate's slower, so you see it's a little stuttery.
But it's kind of like a weird, cool animated GIF thing.
That's what it is. In fact, if you post this, it is an animated GIF.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That should be Chad's, little animated profile photo.
Isn't that neat? You know what, Chad? Is it Chad who did? Or no, Jason did the animated profile. Have you seen Jason's animated profile? Same thing. It's awesome.
On Google Plus?
On Google Plus. It's him, and they're rotating the TD desk.
Oh, yeah.
Behind him. Look at that. That looks like it's fake. That's a real picture, Auto Awesome by Google Plus.
Oh, I love it. That's so cool.
Isn't that neat?
Gosh, I need to go to Google Plus more often.
So I
see things like this.
I love it.
Well,
I'm using it a lot.
The thing is and I think this is even more interesting for people. I mean, I use Google Plus a fair amount, but some people don't use it at all. But there's all sorts of great tools within the Google Plus experience, even just backing up photos, making sense of all the stuff that you
picking
take throughout the day.
Picking the ones that
are good.
Yeah. For instance, it puts
it
aside the out-of-focus ones. It sees the faces. Now, it doesn't seem to be doing as much on this as it does on the website or on the Android app. So I think you're going to see even more features over time. I think this is pretty cool. I wonder where if there's – seems like there's not a lot of editing in it. And that's something that –
Well, it says enhanced in the upper
It does
left.
That automatically, and we can revert it. If I – let's show you this icon here. That will revert it. So I can see enhanced or unenhanced. That's the original, and that's enhanced. Original, enhanced. So you can see it's a small difference.
Yeah. It's like a tiny bit of just
it's
brightening.
It's bringing up the contrast. It's about seven or eight different.
Isn't that funny?
Features.
Look at us in the monitor. It's you
it's
taking my
picture,
and then the picture of me that you took.
Isn't
that weird?
Funny?
Inception.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Didn't know. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of fun.
So you should definitely
Games and Studios.
If you have Google Plus update. The update just
Absolutely.
Came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it, you might want to download it and take a look at it. I like it as a great way to engage and to put stuff up there. I put stuff up there a lot now. I think it's good. The photos look good.
You know what Google is also announcing, and this is really good news for everybody who likes the idea of Google Play Music, is Google Play Music and All Access Streaming is coming to iOS, says Sundar Pichai.
When?
He says in a few weeks.
No.
Well, but that's good news.
Hey, it's good. I've been waiting for Google Music, Google Music app since the Google Music came out.
Exactly.
And I haven't had the Google Music.
And it's your best.
And I want it now. So, in fact, we use that weird G Music app because that's the only way I could play my
Google
Music.
Which is not a terrible app at all. In fact, we were talking about Google Music the other day and a bunch of you flooded our inbox saying, what about G Music?
Yeah, and we recommended that.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not a Google product.
And they won't do radio, I don't think, unless they added that. I should actually check.
Yeah, so All Access Streaming will be coming to iOS. We don't have a firm date because, of course, that's more up to Apple than it is to Google, but in the next few weeks. So that is definitely good news for everybody who wants to be on a level playing field, whether or not
they do
you
have
radio.
Android. So yeah. G Music does, well, radio stations. I don't know what that means. You know, maybe this isn't as... I want Google to do it.
You want something that's uniform, that's going to work with...
Let's do it.
I don't hate third-party apps.
It's not even seeing my music. I don't know why. I'm logged in.
You know what the problem is with apps like GMusic is like Google will then change something.
Right. That's what happened. Probably. It doesn't work.
Yeah. It's kind of like it gets shut out.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
So Google Play Music, all access. You know, that whole service that rolls right off the tongue coming to iOS.
Google Music.
All access. All the songs. Hey, so Dots for iPad. Now out.
Okay, and I got all excited because I love this game.
It's a really good game.
In fact, you, Sarah Lane, introduced it to me.
I'm so glad to.
And
to,
I put
to,
the.
To have introduced it
I loved
to
it. It. You can't stop playing. It's basically Bejeweled, with dots.
But it's.
But there's extra stuff.
Well, and yeah, it's very good at getting you competitive against your friends.
It's social.
It's social,
wonderful.
But not an annoying,
and it's
like,
the new Lauren
Farmville
Richter
sort of
and Lauren Richter style, clean, simple. And so I was really excited because I've been using the iPhone app, which I just doubled.
Sure.
So here's
and that works fine.
Here's Dots for the iPad.
Wait a second.
It's the same as the iPhone app. They just have a larger border.
Okay, so
there's a theory about this.
Okay.
And I think Jeff was right. The theory is they don't want to give iPad owners an advantage. So if they made the dots bigger, that would then... Because you're competing against other iPhone users, right?
That's right.
So if
That's
we had
right.
some sort of magical extra big dot, we'd get an advantage, right? So I guess Jeff's probably
And if
right
you had more dots, then that's a whole different game. You know, that's a good point.
They kind of made it bigger.
If you made the dots bigger, but then
easier.
Again,
right.
Well, yeah, it's like because... Yeah.
So they want to make it competitive.
You have to be really precise with your exactly. little finger.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same game as in the iPhone, just with more border.
Do you think all of the people who have these ridiculously high scores on dots are just using really cool little styli?
No. There's all sorts of additional features. There's times. Do you use time stops?
I don't use any.
Do you use shrinkers?
No.
Do you use expanders?
No.
If you want to get good at dots, you got to use some of these features.
And you have to buy them.
Well, you can also earn them by playing lots of dots. So that's the other secret.
But see, that's what I'm saying, right? It's like the people who are good at it.
The more you play, the better you get.
Isn't that always the way?
Don't start playing. It's addictive.
It is.
Please.
It is.
Save the humanity. Save the dots.
Save the children.
Don't play
dots. Don't
play this game.
Because you'll forget to feed them.
That's right.
Because you'll be playing dots.
That's right. You
saw
it.
You see how this happens?
I launched it and I suddenly wasn't even doing the show anymore.
You go down a big old app hole.
This is Sarah's new word, and she's going to just keep using it until it becomes part of the
every once in a while, I'm just going to sprinkle it in.
Apple.
Not too much. Just once in a while. All right. So dots for iPad is
did I show you my tapped out lately?
Oh, Leo. Tap that right out.
I put the word twit in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, so instead of doing that, let's talk about some feedback from Tamara in Columbia, South Carolina. We talked about Evernote. Adding reminders last week. And Tamara says, it appears that if you type a do, and then a date right after it, that Evernote will make the date clickable. It's smart enough to know.
Oh, that's nice.
That when you click on the date, then, you can add the event to your calendar.
Oh, that's
nice. She says, pretty exciting update. I used to use another app in conjunction with Evernote just to keep up with my to-do list, and that's one less app to launch.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
I love Evernote. Any excuse to use more of it, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Have I showed you my... tapped out lately. I put the word T-W-I-T in it. Have you seen that lately?
No, this is the first time I'm seeing that.
Okay.
One could almost be confused and think you
crashed.
Have too much time on your hands.
While I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
Too many days off.
Well
I know.
Aware.
I should do more shows.
You should do more shows. I mean, what are you doing all day Friday anyway?
Right.
Just sitting around.
Exactly. In my underwear.
Tiddlywinks.
Playing tapped out.
Playing.
I don't even get dressed.
Nor should you.
Nor should I.
I don't get dressed on the days I'm at my home office.
Do you? Just sit around in your boxer shorts?
No pants at all.
You let your free flag fly.
Well, you know.
Good for you.
It's good to make sure that you're getting some air. Come on, nudity is beautiful.
It is.
Except when it isn't.
It's the way God made us.
But
you don't want to see me naked.
If it's
but
just you, you know,
this
just,
is how,
just don't look in a mirror.
That's right. Did you know there's no mirrors in my house at all?
There aren't any full-length mirrors in my house or I'd never leave. That's the thing. You look at yourself, you're like... oh, God, I can't go out like this.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought you'd get so engrossed you wouldn't be able to leave. Like,
No. It turns into, like, I look ridiculous. So I just don't have any.
You don't need full-length mirrors. You really only need, like, half height.
It's kind of true. Sometimes I just jump and I can see everything.
Okay, moving along.
Animal app feedback. Last week, somebody had asked us, hey, is there something, you know, that I could use maybe in conjunction with veterinary visits or if you have more than a couple of animals to kind of keep track of maybe medical and food expenses, that sort of thing. We got a couple of responses. First one from Alain Tessier, who says, you were reaching out for pet and vet software, and I wanted to mention that my vet offers PetWise website integration.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's also a PetWise iOS app that gives access to all of their info.
This
I can
is neat.
View my pet's history, also recommended dates for upcoming appointments. I also have any purchases, if it's food, medications listed in the history as well. Great app for my two Bengals, Lilo and Tiberius.
That is awesome.
Who are very adorable. Brian, did you get that picture to work? Because they're really cute.
Oh, let's see.
Look, it's like yin and yang. Lilo and
Is there
Tiberius.
A cat in there?
There's two.
Oh,
look,
that's
there's
cute.
Two of
they
them.
Like each other.
They love each other and they're
it is a yin and yang.
So warm.
Isn't that sweet? That is
two
very sweet.
Two Bengals.
I want my vet to do this.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. So some vets will support this app. And what do you, scan it? How do you add it to the, do they do it for you?
I went to PetWiseWebsites.com, which is basically the, you know, sort of parent company of this app. And it seems like it's a resource for offices. It's like a merchant resource.
Got it.
So yes, as a customer, I'm not exactly sure how Alon is using.
They probably enter
the
it into the website.
The app also
and you have an account.
Has not been updated since 2011, and sometimes that's a little red flaggy because it seems like they're not making advancements.
Right.
But it's certainly worth checking out. We did also get another recommendation.
I love kitties.
Cute, huh?
You're turning me into a cat lover.
Well, I mean, I can't blame you. They're adorable.
Oh.
It's like Ozzy, but a cat. Chris G also wrote in and said, someone asked about an app to store medical records for your pets. He says, I use Pets Plus. It's $4.99, $4.99, so it's not cheap, but does a great job of storing all the medical records and information for my pets. Having multiple pets, it's sometimes hard to keep track of everything, but this app makes it easy. I had tried a number of other apps before getting this one, but I found this did everything I wanted to do. I also like that I can keep updated photos in the event that one of my pets was lost. So this is Pets Plus, the pet organizer.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I need to organize my pets.
Like Mr. Nibbles.
Aw.
Aw. Hey, did Mr. Nibbles.
We got Charlie a lion cut. Have you ever had a lion cut for your cat?
Yes. Right, yes.
With a big little pom-pom tail?
Yeah. That's your cat?
That's Charlie.
You have a cat?
I mean, I have shared custody.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Look at Charlie's like, you human. Look at that. That's just awesome.
He had cat acne. We had to shave his back, and just then we thought we'd leave the
cat. Cacne.
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 I never heard of cat acne.
I think they're
making stuff up now. Yeah.
Yeah. They're putting stuff in the food, so then the pets, the big pharma for pets, they make more money.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. I made that up, but, you know, the conspiracy theories can go deep into pet care as well. Thank you, Chris. So that's Pets Plus. And it is an iPhone app, but you could certainly run it on your iPad. So hopefully.
It's good for those of us who have binders full of cats.
Yes. Equal opportunity.
Thank you, N6.
Binders full of cats. Hey, Leo, you know, what would happen?
What, Sarah?
For whatever reason, I was just like, oh, I've got to go. I've just got to get out of here. And then
that never happens.
And then
sometimes
I
look up and you're gone.
I've bailed.
You're gone.
Well, I sit here patiently waiting for you to offer to take me out to dinner. And then you say things like,
I knew that. I knew that's what you were doing.
I have stuff to do. And then
so
like,
I just pretend I'm doing something.
Yeah. Leo's like, I had to record some spots for the tech guy. I had to record some spots.
I don't know.
And then he kind of wanders around and I see him
sorry.
Eating.
I'm sorry. That's next okay. time.
Yeah,
next
sure,
time. I'll know what that hint is.
Yeah.
When you say, are you going to take me out to dinner? I'll know that that's what you mean.
Right. That it's about food.
Food.
And bills.
You could leave early if you had Go to My PC.
See, that's the thing.
Did you put that on your office computer? You should do that. In fact, if you're watching on your office computer, you could do that while it wouldn't even interfere with watching iPad today. Visit gotomypc.com. I'm going to tell you how you can do it for free for 30 days. Download it, install it. You don't need IT support. You don't have to compromise your security by opening holes in the firewall, anything like that. It's very sophisticated. NAT traversal, SSL, so it's encrypted, it's secure. And here's the best part. Mac or PC, you go home and you can use your iPad or your iPhone or your Android device, whatever you got, access your office computer remotely. And I don't just mean access it. I mean do anything you do at work. Send and receive email. You can run programs. You can access network resources. You literally are at work, but you're not. You're on your iPhone. If you've ever been in the doctor's office or the vet's office and you're reading highlights for children or, you know, highlights for feral cats, and you're reading that and you're saying, golly, I should be doing something more productive with my time than just sitting here. Never have to worry about that. Downtime's a new uptime. You can get stuff done. You can get, you know, at least clear out your inbox, things like that. I love Go to My PC. I want you to try it free right now. Visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. Our promo code is IPAD. Right there. I see that promo code box, IPAD, and that'll be free for 30 days. All the apps are always free. Put them on your iPad, iPhone, Android device, and then hit the road. Go to My PC. It's the best way to access your office remotely wherever you are. Never waste any. No more downtime. Only uptime. Petite Sarah.
Hey, how'd you know that that's what they called me?
Because it's a fabulous wine.
It is. It's a larger wine than the Syrah, even though the name indicates the opposite.
Why isn't it the Grand Syrah?
Good question.
You see, these French people are strange.
Bueno pregunta, Leo.
I never took... Does that mean I'm pregnant?
Sort of.
Yeah, it's a good pregnancy.
Yeah, a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Pregunta is not a good word for question.
So you knew what I meant.
Yeah, no, I knew what you meant, but it seems like that's not... I don't understand the etymology, the origin.
Well, yeah.
Not to get distracted by it.
Somebody will probably know where it all comes from. Germanic versus
where does
Latin.
It all come from?
Where do babies... No. Okay, so we've got actually a very cool little App Store feature, and this is no laughing matter because it's about security. Stephen in Scotland writes in, 1Password usually costs $17.99 on iOS, and
$9 and, on an iPhone.
Yeah. $50 on a Mac. For a limited time only, 1Password version 4, you can get it for your iPad for $8.99.
That's good.
Slashed it in Hizaf. And then if you want it on your Mac as well, it's $25 off of $50.
I'm still a fan of LastPass, which is basically free on all devices. And actually, if you want to use a mobile version, it's $1 a month, $12.
All right. Now, we've talked about this before, but 1Password, 50% off. And you still prefer LastPass because you like the subscription model
well,
better?
Well, it's less.
Well, over time it isn't.
Well, over depends 5 years or something.
Depends on how many months you go.
And in every, 1Password's fine. Nothing wrong with 1Password. It's a very good program. I do recommend it. But I think LastPass is my choice. Yeah.
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 All right. Well, fine. 1Password.
I like how they're doing it. But let me just say this. You absolutely, maybe you saw the article on Ars Technica we talked about on Security Now. You absolutely should be using long, obscure, random passwords. That's the problem. Nobody can remember those. So what you do is you have a password manager. It could be 1Pass. It could be LastPass. It could be KeePass. There's other ones. But get one of those. Put it on all your devices, including your iPad. Have it generate 16 or more, maybe make it 20 random passwords. You will remember 1Password. That's the password to open LastPass, and all the rest it stores for you. It's really secure, really good. And 1Password is also same idea. Very good, a good program. I certainly don't recommend against it. I use LastPass because it's cheaper.
Fine.
For everything.
Fine.
$1 a month on your desktop, $1 a month for everything.
Well, and this 50% off deal, if you're watching the show, I don't know, more than a week after we record it.
It might be gone.
It might be gone. So this is something that's sort of like, get on it now. Hopefully you're watching close to when we recorded. But there are lots of deals all the time, which is why, actually, those apps that
Apple doesn't like.
That Apple is not crazy about, the app advice type of thing. Now I can't remember some of them, but the idea behind the apps is to kind of let you know, this is an app that usually costs $5, but maybe is $1.99 for a week or has gone free for a limited time.
Actually, be a good one for the chat room and our audience. What do you use? Do you monitor app prices? Do you use an app to keep track of when prices fall or an app is free? Sometimes apps are completely free for a short period of time, and you got to know that. And there are apps, App Advice and others, that will tell you when that happens. Which one? App Shopper?
App Shopper is another one. Yeah.
And then some were pulled, right? Yeah.
Not all of them, though, which is odd.
Yeah. Well, I think the ones that were yanked for other reasons. They weren't yanked because they told you when you were getting a good deal. They were yanked because they were charging, I don't know. They were violating terms of service.
There's also a term of service that seems a little silly for something like this, but technically is you can't actively promote an app that isn't your own from within the app if it...
That's crazy.
I know. And
that's crazy talk.
Somebody correct me if I'm getting that a little bit off, but there's something about those app suggestion services, especially when you're promoting something that costs money.
App Gratis was the one of the ones that was pulled.
Yes, that one was pulled.
So I didn't know this.
And they were very upset about it because they had just launched an iPad app.
Right.
And then the whole thing got pulled from iOS, from the App Store.
The other thing I thought was interesting is there's a Reddit subreddit. Would you repeat that in the chat room? That is on this. It's Reddit/r/ was it shop app? I can't remember what it was. But that's great. You could just go on the web and read that. But you'd have to remember to read that. I would like a good Reddit app. The Reddit has its own app, but I don't think it's all that good. We need a good Reddit app hookup. It's a subreddit, app hookup, one word.
I haven't even looked at that.
reddit.com/r/app hookup.
I'm going to write that down for the next R5 as well.
There it is. That's great.
reddit.com/r/app hookup.
That would have no rules. You could do anything goes.
Yeah, Apple's shaking their fist, but App Hookup isn't going anywhere.
Nothing they can do about it.
Hey, we got an email. It's kind of getting into that time. I mean, your son is graduating high school.
I have to figure out what to give him for a grad present.
Oh.
Should I give him an iPad?
Well, does he not have one?
He doesn't want one. Isn't this weird? Neither Abby nor Henry, neither of my kids want an iPad. They both have laptops. They said, what do we need an iPad for?
Well.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know. Maybe they're being really, really realistic about what
they're doing. No, they don't hesitate asking for anything free. You know, Dad will buy them anything. They have no problem saying, hey, can I have another iPhone? I broke this one again. But they don't. So they're not trying to save me money or anything. They just don't want one.
Well, I think there's probably a combination of if you've got an iPhone and a laptop, you know.
Anyway, I can't give it to
him. I feel like there's room for an iPad, but I don't know that there is for everybody.
No, he's got an iPhone. They got an iPhone. Yeah.
And I also feel like until I had an iPad.
That may be part of the problem.
Because the iPad was out for a few months before we started this very show. I remember sort of going like, yeah, it's cool, whatever. I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're missing and maybe there's a little bit of like, how am I going to incorporate this into my schedule? And then you get it and you're like, how did I ever read on my laptop? Ew.
Right.
I don't do that. I do like work on my laptop, and then I do all the fun stuff on my iPad. Anyway, Trey.
What'd you get for graduation?
When I graduated high school?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably some money. I don't think it was anything crazy.
Money's good.
Money's good. But then they're in charge of spending it. And
yes,
you know how kids are. Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy an iPad or something.
You can buy. Yeah, they go out and buy some apps. You don't want that. So Trey says, I'm an incoming freshman to high school. Congratulations, Trey. And I would like to use my iPad and my Mac in school. Do you have any recommendations for writing on PDF apps? And would you say Google Drive versus Dropbox for file syncing? Yeah, I mean, PDF apps, there are many. Notability, PDF Pen are two that come to mind as far as apps that are really
easy to
write on top of. I like Notability myself.
Okay.
I find it a little bit, it's easier to share a Notability PDF, something that you've marked up in another app that also supports PDF.
It's funny because I use Notability until PDF Pen Pro came out, and then I started using PDF Pen. So I should go back and look at Notability.
Well, but no. So now why? Because is it because PDF Pen is a OS X app as well? Because I know that that's a really popular app.
Yeah. I like the. Does Notability have a library? Like what I really mostly do is I have a library with my signature and my initials in it.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to initial or sign a document, I take the PDF and I boom stamp it on there. It's easy to do forms. It does automatic form fill out. I don't know. I just feel like it has more capability, but I should go back and look at Notability.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. I am.
And they're a sponsor.
They are.
That's not the only.
Notability is a sponsor.
No, PDF Pen.
That's not the only reason. Show though.
No, actually, oddly enough, no.
What's their problem?
Yeah.
What do you got against us?
I annotate. There's another one I used again for a long time.
I annotate.
I just felt like they were a little clunky, and a PDF Pen just seemed like it just did the job for me.
I mean, at one point, I had a huge folder.
Me too.
Of PDF apps.
Yeah.
Print to PDF is that's actually old. That's out of the App Store now, but I don't download it because it can be actually kind of helpful. But yeah, Notability and PDF Pen are the two, you know, of all the PDF apps that I realized I wasn't using when I just do a little search there. Those are great, Trey. So it's probably worth having both because they're
none
not
of
exactly
them,
the same.
None of them are free. Neither of them is free.
Yeah, right. I think Notability is what, like $3.99?
Something
like that. I'm not sure about PDF Pen Pro. But as far as Google Drive versus Dropbox for file syncing, I don't know. I think it's kind of a toss-up. I'm in Google Drive all the time, and I certainly use...
I'll tell you the difference right off the top of my head. A lot of apps use Dropbox.
That's right.
And Dropbox is an API. So an app, if it wants to have, and on the iPad this is kind of necessary, shared storage, it'll use Dropbox for that. And many, many apps do. Elements is a good example. This is a note-taking app. It automatically puts in the Dropbox. It automatically shows up on your desktop. And Google Drive doesn't do that automatically. So I would use both. Google Drive's free, so there's no reason not to use Google Drive. I just think that it's nice to have a Dropbox account because many apps will take advantage of it, use it.
Yeah, that's and you mentioned, Trey, that you're going to have, you know, an iPad and a Mac in school. You're going into high school, so it's you've sort of got it all. I definitely think you should have a Dropbox account. That is definitely the account, or that's the service that I use for just backing up files on different
all the time.
Systems more. Yeah. But Google Drive is great because you've sort of got that, you know, it's like an Office equivalent suite of apps that just happen to be made by Google. We're using Google Drive right now as we speak for this very show, which is how we all sync our rundowns together.
Talk about quick response. Chat room said, oh, there is a great Reddit app.
Oh.
It's called Alien Blue, and I'm very impressed. This is it. It's an iPad app. It's about $3.99. It's not free. But a great way to read Reddits and even subreddits. So they have a lot of default subreddits, but you could easily add that app subreddit and others. Great way to just look at Reddits. I like it. I want to dig too deep because you never know what you're going to see on. No, so far so good. I think this is a very nice idea. It's called Alien Blue. I should have made this an app cap because that's cool.
Look iPad, this. iPhone. This is and maybe Mac. The most beautiful form of Reddit I've seen yet.
It's exactly what I was looking for.
I prefer Reddit this
it's
way.
Not, it's from a company called Morrissey. It's not from Reddit. This is really, really great. This is why no one likes you, Java. And that's, I completely agree. Really nice. So,
Java, you're drunk. Go home. $3.99, huh?
Yeah. You notice this? This is cool. So it resizes images to fit the screen. That's called optimal. And I can even make it full screen.
So we've got a subreddit for TNT that we use a lot.
Should I look at your TNT subreddit? Let's go back to the front page and I'll add a subreddit here.
TechNewsToday.reddit.com, Leo. Yeah, we use it every morning.
Oh, I have to log in. I'll do this later.
Oh, okay. We want to know what stories are hot with the community.
You have one of the most beautiful subreddits I have ever seen.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Look at that. And a fan did that.
I don't know if beautiful is right. Maybe more of like a
stylish,
strong.
It's styling.
Yeah, and we're hard hitting. That's right. But no, we actually have a really, really great community. Over 16,000 people are in our Reddit on TNT.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
That is
not
amazing.
Everybody submits, but the cool thing is, like, with subreddits, you know, I'm talking about Reddit now, but if you download this Alien Blue iPad app and you're not that familiar with how Reddit works, it's awesome because you can submit stuff to subreddits, but then you can also vote things up or down. So you don't have to be like, I've got this great story. You can just sort of say, yes, I'd like to put in my 2 cents about something that someone else has submitted. You know how that goes.
It's
up and down voting.
Because the up and down voting, you could say, these are the stories you should do.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to do this with Twit for a long time. I think it's a really great idea.
It's great.
I commend you for it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a video from Eric. He sent in a video, actually, about his app that he made. And he wonders if he forgot a key feature.
Hey, Sarah and Leo, I'm Eric from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, so my question for you guys this week is, how big of an impact does whether or not an app is optimized for the iPad come into play when you're browsing for apps to download, especially games? The reason I ask is because I recently developed a game for iOS, but didn't optimize it for the iPad, and I think I'm missing out on a large audience because of this. What do you guys think? Anyways, keep up the great show. I love it. Thanks.
It's a good question. I mean, you're missing out on the iPad audience.
Well, so
let's
think about. He said it's a game. In fact, he didn't say what the name of his game was, but he did in a follow up email tell me it was called Trace It. Eric, I don't know what my problem is. I cannot find this in the app store. There's Trace It, but it's like clearly not a game, and it's not made by you. So you should send us the link because for some reason it's not surfacing in searches. But let's think about something like Dots. It was not optimized for the iPad.
Yeah.
And now it is technically optimized for the iPad.
To me, that made no difference, did it?
But it wasn't really reimagined.
An unusual, right. It needs to be native to the iPad. It can't just be made bigger.
Right.
Because I can make it bigger even if it's an iPhone app. But his real question is, are people ignoring it if there's only an iPhone version? Are people on the iPad ignoring it? There's one big reason they might be, because they may not be seeing it. You know, when you do a search on the iPad for an app, the default is it only shows you iPad-compatible
versions.
Yeah,
you've got your iPad tab, and you could be fooled into thinking, oh, there's just nothing.
Nobody's seeing it.
It doesn't exist.
Apple will not highlight it. So one of the big ways you get seen in the App Store, and very few people get to do this, but you're hoping for it. This is the kind of golden ticket, is if Apple highlights you, and they're not going to highlight you in the App Store as an iPad app if you're an iPhone app. So while the iPhone market is bigger, if you had to pick one of the two, I'd pick the iPhone market. I mean, that's by far the larger market. If it's not a hard, and it usually isn't a lot of extra work to do an iPad version, I'd make it universal. Don't you think it's better if it's universal than if it's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Two different versions. Well, it's just easy. Although we're getting quite a few folks in our chat room saying, I mean, because we sometimes will recommend iPhone apps for the iPad if there isn't an alternative and we think it's good enough, you know, Foursquare and, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
But Instagram. But there are some in chat who say, no,
won't do it.
If
won't
it's not it. iPad app. Yep. Optimized.
Won't use it.
It's just, it's not going to happen. So if you think about it that way, Eric, then you know for a fact that there are a lot of people who are missing out on right. your awesome game that I can't seem to find. It's called Trace It. If anybody can find Eric's game, let us know. There are other things called Trace It. So I got into these sort of like weird writing apps and I don't know, a bunch of garbage. But do let us know if you do make an iPad version, because then we'll talk about it on the show. And thanks for sending in your video. By the way, did you know that you could also send in a video? It could be a question. It could be a comment. You could be showing off your app. Whatever. You can also write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can also leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. We kind of ran out of time because we had so much other feedback on this show, but I promise we'll have some voicemails next week. But, you know, you have to call us first, of course.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just let us know. Let us know what you want us to talk about, and you help us build our show every week. So thanks in advance.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Desperate Housewives. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's not even on air anymore.
I have it on my DVR.
Real Housewives of the OC started.
That's the one.
Their
just started.
Season.
It's excited. It's good. I like Mob Wives.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my
that's
jam.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the good one.
That's my story.
Well, because their husbands are actually in federal prison.
They're wise guys.
Kinda. I mean, not that that's cool. I'm not... I don't know.
You may wonder why we're talking about television shows on iPad today. Because you can watch your TV on your iPad.
Right now.
If you have a Slingbox.
You don't even have to have a TV anywhere nearby.
It makes the iPad what it ought to be all along, which is a personal television set. You know, they had you see the ad, what is it, for the jumper, the hopper from Dish, where people are watching on their iPad all over. You don't need to have any special stuff. You just need a Slingbox, and you can watch your satellite box, your cable box, your DVR, your DVD, whatever you got in your home theater system, anywhere you go on the internet. Password protected, so only you have access to it. In high def, the new Slingbox 500, you see it right there on the right, has built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI, full 1080p HD. So if you've got enough bandwidth, you're going to see an amazing quality image on your iPad. I love the Slingbox. And since you've already paid for whatever's in your home, you don't have to pay extra to watch Major League Baseball or the NFL or the NBA. You don't have to pay extra to watch HBO. It's all part of your home theater setup. So whatever you've got at home, you've got on the road, on your iPad, your iPhone, your laptop. Slingbox. Get the Sling app on your device. Get the Slingbox in your house and start watching high-def TV wherever you go. You can even wirelessly archive photos and videos and enjoy them on your TV at home or wherever you go. I love it. I want you to try it. Visit Slingbox at slingbox.com/twit or just go to Best Buy and Amazon and pick one up. The Slingbox, it brings TV to the iPad. It's what the iPad's been waiting for. We loves it.
Some folks in chat say that Eric's app is called Cover It. Well, Eric, I don't know why you told me that it was called Trace It.
Well, Cover
but
It.
But I swear, that's what you said in your email.
Oh, well,
maybe you've changed your name or something.
Well, it's Eric.
But it doesn't
matter.
He's on
an iPhone.
You know what time it is.
He's in the chat room.
Margarita! Boy, that's not annoying.
You look good in that.
Thank you. I feel good.
Yeah, that's what you get for having a birthday at Chevy's.
Chevy's Fresh Max. Mm-hmm. Nothing like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing. You know, I have no problem with Chevy's. Some people say, oh, Chevy's.
No, it's good.
I love it.
I used to bring the kids there. They give them a ball of dough. You can make your own tortilla. It's great.
Really? They do that at Chevy's?
Sure.
I don't know if I've ever even eaten anything there. I just go to the bar.
Oh.
But it's very festive. There are all these bright colors.
The food's good.
Food's okay.
Very good.
I mean, how can can you really screw up a quesadilla?
Right.
You put cheese in a tortilla, right. You melt it, you give me some salsa, I'm fine.
Am I wearing this wrong?
I think you are. It looks weird. It still does. That's all right. There you go. Yeah. You look like you're going to the beach, though, lady.
You know, there's something wrong with this. Anyway.
Something's up.
It's time for App Cap time. That's where we wear funny hats.
That's right. And we talk about two apps that we think are just awesome, and we want to share them with you. This app was out last week, but we had a jam-packed show last week, so I decided to save it for a week. And that is an iPad app, new iPad app, previously just for the iPhone, called AnyList. Are you familiar with AnyList?
No.
Mr. Laporte.
I use AnyDo.
So AnyDo is more of a...
To-do list.
Exactly.
This is AnyList.
Well, it's AnyList.
Like a shopping list.
It's a shopping list.
A honey-do list.
If you were shopping for honey-do.
Right.
Certainly. What AnyList is it's kind of a two-for-one. You can keep recipes here. So saved recipes. For example, I've got a saved recipe for vegetarian green chili and pinto bean layered Mexican casserole. Here's all of the recipes in here. This is actually one of the recipes that it gives me, just to kind of give me an idea of what I need. So this is a saved recipe. I've got it in a saved recipe collection. I have it also. I can drill down between main dishes and side dishes, or I can create a new collection like, you know, desserts, and keep my recipes all there in one place. Now, if I've got a ton of recipes, I can go ahead and search through them. I can look through all of them. But what's neat about this is like, oh, and I go ahead and add a recipe and say, you know, ice cream, that's sort of a weird recipe. Then I can go ahead and add my ingredients, or I can bulk add ingredients if I've got them, you know, written out together somewhere. What's nice about this is you say, well, this is a lot of data entry. But if I've got a recipe and I want it to be in my iPad and written in a particular way that works the way that it's kind of got, you know, you've got these little cells that you enter recipes in. This is a great way to do it. Once I've done that, I can then add these recipes to particular lists. So I've got like maybe a regular old grocery list. Now, once I have a grocery list, Leo, I can share this list with you.
Neat.
So at any point, if you and I are close to the supermarket,
you could say, honey,
yeah,
would you pick up all this stuff?
You go ahead and get the stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. That
share it via email, or do I have on any list too?
Well, either way.
Oh.
I could text it to you. I could email it to you. Oh. We could share it via the shared app back and forth. You can have a variety of different lists. So, you know, if you're going up to like Tahoe for the weekend.
Stuff you need for the cabin.
You've got your list. Yeah. So I said root beer floats. You got to have root beer floats if you're going up to Tahoe.
Is that true? Is that the thing?
I don't know. I like them.
I like it.
Root beer floats.
I'll go for it.
We should all be eating more of those.
More root beer floats for all.
Think?
What kind of root beer?
The good kind.
Yeah, A&W. That's what I thought. Oh, A&W. Yeah, baby.
That's where I used to always get my root beer floats.
I love
it. My dad A&W. And I would go there.
Yeah.
But if I want to share this, okay, we're going to the cabin. Leo's going up there too. They're going to meet me there, and we're all, you know, going to be driving up at different times. Then you figure out, okay, here's the list. Let's make sure that, you know, we're not doubling up on all the food that we need for the weekend. I go ahead and print it out. I can text message you. And so on and so forth.
They turned our A&W into a Greek restaurant.
Yeah, there are a couple left, A&W.
It's too bad. But was great root beer. You can still buy the root beer, I think, at the grocery store.
You can.
But it was best in a frosty mug from Draft.
When they make it, yeah. Yum. If anyone knows a really good place in the Bay Area to get root
vanilla
beer
ice
floats,
cream.
Let's do root beer float day one day here.
We should.
Shouldn't
Deal.
We? Okay.
Deal.
That wasn't hard. It's like the best of both worlds, root beer.
And ice
and
cream.
Ice cream. Anyway, AnyList app, you get the idea. This is it's the sort of thing for, you know, if you are a recipe person, it's great. If you're a recipe person who has a big family, or for whatever reason, you're kind of sharing lists and
right.
what, you know, you're going to be making at different times, got a kid's party, that sort of thing, with anybody else, it's invaluable. And it's free. AnyListApp.com is where you can find out a little bit more about it. They have actually a really nice FAQ there for people who have questions about how they can use the app to their advantage.
Your app is a week old. Mine is an hour old.
Oh, well, fancy.
And I have not
you
played
fancy,
it yet.
Huh?
This is another one where I'm going to recommend an app that I really don't know anything about.
Oh, this has always gone over so well in the past. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Knights of the Old Republic is out. This is a great game. great game.
This is brand
and
new.
It is literally brand new.
You can't really be blamed for not playing it. It's
$10, not cheap. So let's just take a look. I've never opened this before, so we're probably going to get the kind of the walkthrough. I mean, you got to love it right off the top. You know, Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars, LucasArts. Let me turn the sound up nice and loud. That does make you feel good when you hear that music, doesn't it? 4,000 years before the rise of the Galactic Empire, the Republic verges on collapse. Well, I'm going to choose my class. I could be scoundrel. I could be scout. I could be soldier. I could be... That's it. That's
okay.
The classes. What do you want to be, a female scoundrel?
Female scoundrel.
That sounds like you. A skillful rogue that gets by on stealth and guile.
I
like it. All right, now we could just do a quick character, or we can do a custom character. If you've ever played role-playing games, you know that this is, you know, what happens here. We'll give it a name, though. Let's see, portrait. Yeah. Oh, she's good-looking. All right. Okay, that's good. Looks just like you, actually.
Yeah.
Let's give her a name. Lara Sora. All right. Good random name. And then let's play.
That's why you haven't seen me before. Now hurry up. We have to find Bastila. We have to make sure she makes it off the ship.
Find Bastila, make it off the ship alive. So you have tap corresponding number. You can say who's Bastila, or forget it. I'm looking after my own skin. What do you? One or two?
Bastila's
the
one.
Commanding officer on the Endar Spire. Well, not an officer really, but she's the one in charge of this mission.
She's in charge of the mission.
To guarantee her survival in the event of an enemy attack.
Okay, there's a lot of exposition in some of these games. Let's get to the game.
I know all about you. I'll admit now that he's.
Okay, let's go help Bastila.
Hurry up and grab your gear.
Yeah. He's a talky son of a gun. Okay, look around to find your footlocker. Retrieve your items. Active quests includes important information. So you get the idea. This is an adventure game. Not online. You're playing against yourself and the clock. You can walk around.
Maybe it's just because I like Star Wars stuff, but I think the graphics look great.
It's an older game.
Am I just like, good?
No, but if you played Knights of the Old Republic, you'll say, oh, yeah, that's what it looks
but
like.
But I like it.
You can swipe the edges of the screen to rotate the camera. To move towards the footlocker, swipe left or right. So my real question is going to be, is this fit the... As you know, I'm a big one on the... Does it fit the iPad?
And?
So far, so good. It seems to be using a lot of swiping. I don't mind the thing, you know, the one or two thing. I think this is going to be fun. I mean, it's really just mousing around. Let's go in that footlocker and see what's in there. Ah, stealth field generator, computer spike, security spike,
blaster
pistol.
You got so much
pistol.
Good stuff.
I'm getting them all.
Get it all.
Experience reports 50. All right, experience points. Now let's just get the heck out of here. No, I need the access code. Well, you get the idea.
Come on, we have to hurry. This ship might already be boarding the ship.
This is fun. To have this on the iPad is fabulous. Chat room saying it's about a 40-hour game. It's a good long game to play. Lots of exploration. I think this is going to work pretty well with the pointing interface of the iPad to wander around. Graphics aren't great.
I liked them.
They're great for the era, and
I think this
is wonderful.
They seem kind of fun.
I probably should put some pants on, huh?
Oh, nobody needs pants. Not when you're a little female
cheeky
scoundrel.
Little devil.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, we've got any list for people who cook and have families, or at least share food lists with other people. Yeah. And then you've got Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTOR.
KOTOR.
KOTOR. Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, I see. The acronym. And that's $10. And if you're a Star Wars fan, you know.
It's nice to get these old games on the iPad. I think this is going to work pretty well.
And you think it's a good porting
it's
over.
It's perfect.
Good.
It's large. And so you're going to – I had to clear off space.
Well, it took half the show.
And
to
it took
download,
quite a ways
right?
time to take some time to download. But of course, it looks like it's the full Knights of the Old Republic, which is fabulous. So KOTOR, it is a little pricey, $10. But if you ever played the Knights of the Old Republic, I think you'll get a thrill of recognition.
Excellent. And with that, we are at the end of our fun-filled margarita-less perhaps root beer floaty in next week's show.
I promise, next week's show.
We should do root beer floats for next week's show. And to celebrate, we will not talk about WWDC.
Okay, deal. I tip the hat to that.
We will not talk about WWDC again unless there's something crazy that happens until after WWDC.
No more rumors.
And then after that, we'll talk about it for like 2 months. Uh-huh. Just kidding. Maybe.
Thanks, everybody, for joining
Thank
us.
You.
See you next time.
On iPad Today.